Hi, well, firstly, thank you so much for coming into my Honors 300 podcast. Could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, hi, I'm Harley Goodnight. I'm majoring in justice studies with a concentration in criminal justice and criminology. I have a minor in economics, and my planned graduation year is May of 2024.
So why did you choose to minor in economics?
I chose a minor in economics firstly because I do enjoy math and quantitative studies, as well as I wanted to make myself more marketable for in the future to if I want to go into a route of more financial corporate officing.
Okay, cool. And then how are you creatively using the skills that you've learned in economics in your sales?
Yes, no, I think economics is well applied into sales. When talking with consultants about their future endeavors when it comes into their job opportunities, it's important to understand like the market and how the market is looking. It's important to know that for first and foremost for the consultants' best interests, to give them a rate that is a market rate that they would receive at any other firm, to ensure business, so that my business receives funds.
Okay, cool. And then what does it mean to be a creative person in your discipline in sales specifically, since you're going into that route?
Importantly, building relationships with the people that we come across over the phones when talking to consultants, as well as coworkers. People in like my profession don't really well create relationships well with other consultants, and just being there for the consultants is a creative thing that most consultants don't come across when talking to sales professionals. Most sales professionals are received as being like slimy and just money grabbing, only calling for the money. But really, getting to know the consultant is a creative way to show yourself.
Okay, perfect. And then what would it mean to creatively take a risk in your discipline?
Taking a risk, I would say more like going above and beyond for the people that you're working for the consultants that you're working for. Really being there almost as a friend for that individual, answering any questions that they may have. Because again, like most people don't take the extra risk of understanding what the profession is or understanding what they're doing. And just being there for the consultants really a big risk.
Perfect. And then what is the best way to foster creativity in some of the things you do? Do you believe that it's mostly learned, or would you say it's more nature versus nurture?
I would say it's more learned. You know, coming out of the world, we don't know, like, we don't have a complete understanding of humans and human, like, knowledges and actions. And learning from others is a big key. In the work field, there are a lot of people who go into the workforce. They don't quite understand what they're doing at first, but by learning through their peers and coworkers, they can come a long way.
Okay, perfect. Wow, I already learned so much during this podcast today.
Oh, of course.
So what attributes do you think or do you believe a person must have to be successfully creative in your field?
Successfully creative in my field. Well, there's a lot that people can, you know, attribute over the course of their lifetime. I would say detail orientation is important really in any career field you go to. You know, detail orienting all your tasks and all the that you have to do throughout the day, as well as organizational skills are really important in any career field that you choose.
Okay. Perfect. And then do you believe that there is a creativity crisis that's potentially happening, specifically in the field you want to go into?
Well, with so much creativity going around, it's hard for creative people to really show themselves by being more creative. I wouldn't say there's necessarily a creativity crisis going around, but it's a lot of creativity norms.
Creativity norms. And how would you explain the creativity norms?
Yes, a lot of people come in learning from others. So if you constantly are learning from others, other people start having the exact same creativity like portfolio as you. It's really hard to distinguish yourself when you have the same creativity portfolio as your peers.
Okay, perfect. So before I interviewed you, I also interviewed three of my group mates who are part of my Econ 305 environmental economics class. So you and the other three of my interviewees definitely had very similar and very different answers. So yeah, well, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. I learned an extreme amount, and I'm excited for both of our futures in sales.
Yes, though. Thank you for having me, and good luck to you.
Good luck to you, too.